Welcome to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we discuss real money from real estate. Andrew Cordell gives advice based on firsthand experience. Andrew has experienced the peaks of the real estate market, the lows of the market crash of 2007, and he has taught himself how to rebuild his successful real estate business from scratch after he lost it all. He now helps others learn how to find their own success through his experience, mistakes, and triumphs. And now, your host, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, experienced investor with over 140 houses flipped in only 18 months, Andrew Cordell.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And I got a great show ahead of us today talking about how you can make money inside of real estate investing on what we call assignment deals. You know, there's all types of real estate out there. There's all types of real estate deals that are out there, all types of strategies that are out there. And that's one of the reasons I wrote that book, which is right now the Amazon best-selling book in real estate investing called The Top 12 Strategies in Real Estate. And I go through each strategy and how you can make money in different strategies in real estate. Today, I want to spend the show talking about one of the coolest strategies that is out there and how you can make money from it. Now, I want to preface this. I got one of our top educators, Inari, in here, Drew Morin. He's in the studio with me. Drew, can you say hello?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to thank you, as always, for being here.
Yeah.
And your book is incredible. You let me get a little pre-release of you, and it is definitely awesome.
Thank you, man.
So I'm very excited to be able to go through that, and you hit 12 phenomenal methods for investing. So
yeah. So, you know, and the thing is, Drew, you've been in real estate a long time. It doesn't matter what strategy you do. You can make money in any strategy.
Yes.
But what I find is you can't make money on all 12 strategies at the same time.
I would completely agree.
You, and I see so many investors doing that. You know, they get involved in real estate and they want to literally try their hand in everything. And that's like having almost 12 separate careers. You understand that? I mean, think about your current job. Now go take on 11 more. And that's what investors sometimes try to do. They get frustrated. They get mad. They're not making any money and they get out of real estate. And part is because they're not they're trying to do all strategies, and you never do that. You're going to pick one or two, three, and you're going to flow with those strategies and allow yourself to grow into being an experienced real estate investor. Okay, so here's what I want to do today. I want to show you from one of our NARI members that Drew here has trained on real estate investing, how he did his very first deal, and he made about $5,000 on this very first deal. Now, as the story goes on and we talk about this type of investing, it's called assignment contracts. We're going to show you how it works, explain it to you. There's a couple things I want to talk about, Drew, and I want you to chime in here. Some of the great things about assignment contracts. Number one, you don't need any money.
Zero.
Okay. What's another thing you don't need, Drew?
Credit.
You need zero credit. Yep. Okay, so first let me stop right here and say this. If you're sitting listening on the radio right now, maybe you're driving somewhere, maybe you're at your office and you're listening to the on the computer, I want you to explain the strategy that I'm about to show you here with Drew in the studio. You do not need any money, okay? You do not need any money in your bank. You do not need any credit. If you have a 520 credit, you're approved. You can do this. If you have a 450 credit, no problem. You can do this. If you have an 800 credit, okay, you can still do it. If you got $1 million cash in the bank, you can do this deal. If you've got $0 cash in the bank, you can do this deal. Okay? You know, so many times I see people that want to get involved in education. And Drew, you spend so much of your time at what we call our boots on the ground for our some of our members in our association, where you spend 3 full days, 8 to 10 hours a day, literally taking people by the hand, showing them how to do deals. It's a small group setting, basically. Correct. And inside of that, Drew, you know, and I know, not everybody's going to go make money.
100% correct. Not everyone is going to.
And it's and here's what's crazy, Drew. You teach everybody in that room the same thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They're all there. No one gets special time or attention. It's a small group setting. These aren't large classrooms. You get to answer your questions. You get to figure things out with Drew as he teaches. And but what will happen, Drew? Handful of those people leave that room and change their financial future in a matter of weeks sometimes, right? The guy we're going to talk about today, this guy was just an average guy, blue-collar worker, living paycheck by paycheck. That sound familiar right now to anybody? And I'm not making fun of that. That's how my parents grew up, right? My parents were paycheck by paycheck. They worked hard. They busted their rear ends making money. to pay the bills. And our family did with we had a great child rearing, don't get me wrong, but we were not we didn't go on luxurious vacations. We did not travel to unique places. That's not what my family was about. We were we did what we would call staycations, right? I mean, we didn't have money. We did, and the staycation was at our own house, okay? So and the vacation time was summer when we were off school. So I think it was just my summer break from school, but we called it staycation, so we felt better about it. But if you're sitting there today and you're thinking, man, I think I could get started in real estate, but I don't have any money. I don't care. I don't care. You can get started in real estate. We're going to prove it to you right now on this episode. Drew, I'm so excited. Again, guys, you listen to one of our top educators in the entire company, has trained thousands and thousands and thousands of investors. Let's go through this, Drew. Let's show them. Let's introduce them to John, one of our members here at our association, and let's show them how he made $5,000 and then later on, as time grew, completely changed his life. And he started with no money, living paycheck by paycheck, no credit, and he did this. All right, pay attention. Let's go through this. Drew, give us a little background here about where you met this guy. And let me just lay this out. He was basically heard about us on the radio, watched one of our shows, whatever it may be, decided to come to one of our live events, and that's where we meet. Now, pick it up from right there. What happens with John?
So this was in Southern Virginia. Met John. It was at one of our three-day events, okay, where we teach people, as you said, step-by-step, holding their hands, essentially,
right,
going through the entire process of making money. So, John, as you...
At this point, he's already a member of the National Association of Real Estate Investors.
That's correct.
Right. You have to join before you can go to these events. So he's already a member of our association, and now Drew takes over the education.
Yep. He joined. He showed up for the three-day event. And what's great about it, as you touched on earlier, the same information. I'm giving that information. You're giving that information to everybody.
It's all the same.
So John did not have a college background, did not have a rich, wealthy background or upbringing. As you said, he was a hard worker, blue collar. But what, just really quick, what differentiated him from those that do not succeed is he put in the work, put in the work, put in the work. He was not afraid to do the work.
That's it. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, I'll never forget. And, you know, so many people think, well, I can't do real estate investing because of this reason or this reason. And, Drew, I was talking to Casey, and I came up with a great show, and maybe the three of us get together and do this all at one time. And I want to cover the 10 excuses that people use.
Oh, fantastic.
And I want to go over them.
Yeah.
You know, well, it doesn't work in my area.
Yes.
Well, I don't have money. Well, you're not me. You know, there's these excuses, and I'm not – I feel like I'm talking down to the listeners, and I apologize. I'm not. I'm very passionate about this. And part of the reason is because I had those same excuses. And Drew, you did too, right?
Yep.
When we started out, man, you're scared. You don't know what's going to go on. You don't know how it works. You want to do something. And what happens is I started creating these excuses. Back then, I didn't know that everybody had the same excuses, right?
Yeah.
Drew, you started coming up with it. And it's funny because no matter who we teach and who we train, they all have the same excuses.
It's like a mirror.
Yeah, it's like a mirror. You know, and they'll want to come up to us, and I totally understand because I did it too. Drew, you did it when you got started. You want to come up and you want to tell us, well, you know, I think this would really work, but you know, Andrew, this is California, and real estate's different out here. That doesn't work. Here, let me help you out. It does. I mean, right now, currently, today, I want you to understand this. Today, deals are happening in California, in one of the highest markets in America, exactly what we're about to show you on assignments. I guarantee it. They're happening today. That's just part of real estate investing. So, Drew, don't let me forget. Let's do a show coming up, the 10 excuses. And I really want to show the excuses, and then I want to combat them.
I love
like,
it. Yes.
Hey, here's an excuse. Let me show you how to get over this excuse, right? Because everybody has them, myself included. Drew, don't feel bad, but we're here to help you get through those things. Now, Drew, I cut you off. So this is a member of NARI. He went to the three-day training. He was average guy, right?
Yeah.
Just blue-collar worker, worked a normal blue-collar job like myself. He didn't have a family that had a bunch of money that could lend to him. His dad wasn't a real estate investor and could give him all this special knowledge. And again, I'm saying that because I go back to those excuses. People think that, oh, well, you're successful because your father must have been a real estate investor. And I will tell you, my father knows very, very, very little about real estate investing, even this day. He just, you know, he doesn't, you know, he lives his normal life and they're taken care of. I'm actually right now in the middle of rehabbing my parents' entire house as we speak. I just got a text from him earlier about some, right now we're putting in all new windows in the house in this phase of the rehab. But, I didn't come up with the family that had real estate. Did you, Drew?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay. But what I had, what Drew had, what John, the investor in Virginia had, there's a common denominator you'll find in every successful investor, yourself included, if you have this trait, this quality trait, this character trait, and that is the ability to not quit. Okay? You can't quit. Here's what I can tell you. It's going to get hard.
Yes.
Not every deal is going to work out.
Correct.
Okay? There's going to be deals fall through. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to feel like the world's against you. This doesn't work for me. Let me give you the answer. Keep going. You can't quit. You can't quit. The best advice I ever got, and I didn't know it at the time, I had no clue the value of this advice. And then we're going to get back to this assignment deal, Drew, here. I'm taking this off track here. But I just
this is good.
This common denominator is in all of us. And this is what separates those that can succeed in real estate and those that don't. Okay, and here's what I'm saying, because if you're sitting there, you think to yourself, well, no, Andrew, you're wrong. It's education that prevents it. No. It's not quitting and getting the education. So you could use the excuse, I can't get the education. Okay, you just quit. If you have the ability not to quit, you will find the education. And one way you're going to find it is because, guys, for $1 a day, we're giving you this education. If you can't afford $1 a day, I don't want to say afford because that is such a lie that you're telling yourself. I'm not even going to go down that road because I'll probably get fairly upset here. But look, I tell you what, let's do this. I want to come back from the break. I want to have Drew cover John and his story here, showing you how you can make money in real estate right now with no money and no credit.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show. Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And I got Drew Morin, one of our top educators of NARI, the National Association of Real Estate Investors, here in the studio with me. And we're going to show you how you can make money in real estate very, very quickly with no money out of your pocket and no credit needed as well. Okay, now this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Don't misunderstand me. I believe real estate is hard work, but I believe that real estate is the path to wealth, okay? I'm not one of these late-night salesmen that's trying to tell you, you get rich tomorrow. Not at all. Can you make money quick? Yeah, you can. Absolutely. I've done it. I've seen people do it, okay? But me nor Drew believe in some magical get-rich-quick scheme. It is about not quitting. It is about working hard. I want to tell you this one story, and then I'm going to turn it over to Drew, and let's talk about John, our member here, and show these people how he made $5,000 within the first month of our program. So, here, guys, give you an example. My very first event I ever attended was in San Francisco, California, in real estate. I was 21 years old, never been to any event in my life. I knew nothing about real estate. I had never bought a house, rented a house. I was still living in the college dormitory, okay? I went to this 3-day event in San Francisco put on by the Learning Annex. at this event, Donald Trump was there. Tony Robbins was there. Robert Kiyosaki, Suze Orman, anybody you could think of, David Bach, any major speaker, and then about 50 other speakers were there as well. They were all there teaching us real estate over a three-day period, okay? The final day was Donald Trump. He was the closeout speaker, Sunday final speaker. And they paid him $1 million. Okay, to come in and speak for 1 hour. Say, how do I know that? Because he got on stage and said that. I'll never forget it. I was sitting in this crowd. Let me back up. I want you to understand how many people were there. 90,000 people showed up for this event. 90,000 showed up in San Francisco, California for this three-day training. And I was sitting in the crowd, and Donald Trump showed up on the final day, and he said, they just paid me $1 million. I flew in on my private jet. I'm going to speak for 1 hour, and I'm flying out of here back to New York City tonight. And he said, I'm going to give you the best advice I could possibly give you. And I was excited, man. I was ready to write this information down. Thought it would be life-changing. And this was the advice he gave everybody in the room. This is the best advice Donald Trump could give me. He said, don't quit. I remember sitting there thinking to myself, what in the world? That's your best advice? You're a billionaire. And your best advice to me, a guy who's trying to get started, a guy who's trying to buy his first house that has no money, your best advice to me is don't quit. And I remember actually being frustrated. Listen, I can tell you guys right now, 12 years later, it was the best advice I ever got. He had an hour to talk to me about, or talk to all of us, not me, but talk to all of us about real estate. Okay, he only had an hour. And in that hour of time, he said, the best advice I can give you is don't quit. And it was so true. Look, real estate is tough. I've made money in real estate. I've lost money in real estate. Drew's made money in real estate. Drew's lost money in real estate. We've had great deals. We've had average deals. We've had bad deals. That's part of investing, okay? No one bats 1,000%. But what I can tell you is when it gets tough, it gets hard, you cannot quit. That's what separates the 90,000 people in that room. I bet you there's less than 5% of us still doing real estate right now. Maybe less than that. Now think about that. 12 years ago, I was sitting in a room, had no experience in real estate. 12 years later, I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of deals. I'm the founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investor. I have my own daily talk radio show. You know what it did? I didn't quit. When I lost everything and was facing bankruptcy because of real estate, I didn't quit. When I went through 14 foreclosures, I didn't quit. You have to have that inside of you. I have it. Drew has it. The student we have right now, John, that we're about to talk about, has it as well. Drew, let's get into this for the rest of the radio show. So, John, I wanted to put this in perspective to you listening today. John was listening to the radio show or one of my podcasts or one of my videos or whatever it may be. He heard about us. He came to a live event. Drew's doing a three-day training at the live event where we take you by the hand and show you how to do real estate. Drew, pick it up from there. Let's get a little bit of background about John. Tell us a little bit about where he's from, what his education was, et cetera.
So John has no formal education, no college education. Was not a college graduate.
Okay.
He lived in the Norfolk, Virginia area, Southern Virginia. He was a blue collar worker.
Okay.
He did not come from a family of wealth or real estate investors, but what he had was the stick-to-itness. Yeah. He had the can-do spirit.
Yeah.
Can-do attitude.
Which is also the don't quit.
That's
the same thing, right?
Yeah, 100% correct.
Now, no college education. Did he have any money? Did he have a couple hundred grand in the bank? What did he have?
So that's what I was about to hit on. Zero money, no credit.
Yeah, and I don't want to spill the beans because I want you to come back and tell us a little bit later how much he's doing right now in real estate. But no money in the bank. Now, Drew, don't you believe that right now as we're speaking, there are people listening on this phone that are in John's exact position?
Oh, I guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
They guarantee you, just like John, they're sitting here. They have a blue collar, just a normal working job, right? Not some job making six figures.
Right.
John had a normal working job. I guarantee you someone right now is on listening here that is living paycheck by paycheck. Right? That matches John, right?
100%
okay,
match.
And I bet you there's people listening right now, and you know who you are because I've been in your shoes before that I'm talking to you, and you have very bad credit or poor credit. You have no money to invest, but you do have a desire to do something, and that's what John had.
100% desire. Would not give up.
Okay, so if you're listening today, and me and Drew just described to you your – by describing John, if we described you, perfect. You can make, you can be successful in real estate, and we're about to prove it to you on these segments coming up, okay? So if you're sitting there and you feel like, man, are you talking to me? I am talking to you, and I'm going to show you, Drew's going to show you how you can become successful in real estate. Listen, I want you to join the National Association of Real Estate Investors, not because it's going to benefit me, but because I know it can change your life. I know the education you're going to receive, and listen, it's a dollar a day. That's it. Let me ask you a question. Can you invest a dollar a day into your financial education? I hope you can. If you want to join, it's 1-800-537-3440. Again, that's 1-800-537-3440. Call right now. After the break, we're going to show you how John made money in real estate.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you are working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. I got Drew in the office with me. He is one of our head trainers here at NARI. And we're giving you the example of an average guy, not a lot of money in the bank, actually no money in the bank, had a blue-collar job, living paycheck by paycheck, just making ends meet enough to pay his bills, and has completely changed his life through real estate and through our education. Drew, here's what I want to do. You told me a little bit about him, no college education, all the different stuff. Now, let's talk about the deal, right? So he comes to the training. He lives in Southern Virginia, and you guys show him the type of deals that he is qualified to do because of his circumstances, meaning that he doesn't have money, doesn't have credit. So therefore, we can show you the strategy that you can use. Now, listen, if you have money and you have great credit, okay, it opens the door up to some different types of strategy. But I'll tell you this, Drew, and you tell me what you think about this. I know many, many people that have lots of money in the bank and have great credit and still do this strategy.
I am one of them.
Yeah, because yes. This strategy is a great strategy to make money with. Okay, so go ahead, Drew. How does he do this first deal?
So John followed the system. In the first deal he came across, he was working with what we like to refer to as an investor-friendly realtor.
Yep.
A realtor who understands what we're looking to do,
yep.
And he found a motivated seller.
Okay, the agent did, basically.
The agent did. That's yep. correct. That's the agent's job. So the agent brought John a homeowner that had to sell. They had to get rid of. They had to get rid of the property quickly.
And just to clarify for the listeners that maybe have never done a deal, John did not have to pay that agent to go find that house for him. Is that correct?
100% correct.
Yeah. John just hired him and said, hey, when you find me the house, that's when you get paid. So again, no money out of John's pocket.
Still correct. Yeah. So his agent did exactly that. He found him the property that matched what John's cash investor was looking for. He worked with his agent, wrote an offer, got it under contract. So we talked about the control. He did not have to buy the property.
Yeah.
Once it was under contract,
he controls it.
He controls it. He is in charge. So he then presents that deal to his investors. One of his investors said, yep.
And by investor, I just want to clarify here for the listeners. Sometimes the lingo that we use, maybe the listeners can't follow along with. When Drew was referring to investors, it wasn't someone that was giving John money like a rich uncle. That was another real estate investor that was looking for that type of deal that John had, and he was going to buy that house from John. That's all that is, okay? So don't misunderstand like, oh, well, see, John had a rich uncle. No. Nobody's right. giving John any money, okay? And one more thing, Drew, just to cover this. At the 3-day training that you did with him,
yes.
did you show him how to contact the agents and show him how to talk to the agents, what to explain to the agents, so that he could get real estate friendly, investor friendly agents to work with him.
Yes, 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 and yes.
Okay, guys, this is what we do. I mean, I feel like sometimes I plead with the people listening because Drew, you know what real estate can do for someone's financial future. I know what real estate can do for someone's financial future. You listening, you have a good idea of what it could do, but you still have that hesitance, okay? At the National Association of Real Estate Investors, this is what we do. We have made thousands and thousands of investors that came from no background inside of real estate, very, very wealthy. We're just giving you one example. Throughout the year, we're going to give you tons of examples, okay? So you show them how to talk to the agent. You explain to him what type of deals he needs to do, right? And then the agent goes and finds him this deal. Now, is this a foreclosure? Was it bank owned or was it someone that still owned the property?
Great question. So it was not a foreclosed property.
Okay.
It was a homeowner that if I remember correctly, because this was, again, about 3.5 years ago.
Sure.
I believe they had recently moved out because of a job situation. So they had that motivation to sell.
Yep.
The property needed rehab. It needed renovation. So John took all that into consideration, ran the numbers, worked with his agent, where his agent submitted the offer. The offer was accepted. Once again, he's not buying the property.
Nope.
He's got it accepted. I referenced the cash investors or the cash buyers earlier.
Yep.
He presented this property to his cash buyers, and they said, fantastic, this is what I want. He was then able to use the two contracts, purchase contract between him and the seller, and the assignment contract between him and his cash buyer.
Now, let me ask you this because I'm starting to get excited. I mean, I just love real estate. I love The Art of the Deal, another book that Trump wrote. Man, I could just do them over and over again. But I want to explain to the listeners. Did you and our training show John where to find the cash investors?
Absolutely correct, sir.
Okay.
I am guilty.
You're guilty as charged.
Yes.
So if you're listening on the phone, if you're listening on the radio right now, what separated right now you and John? John just came to the live event. John picked up the phone and called in. And now John, we showed him what type of deal he should be doing. We showed him how to talk to the agents, how to find the agents, what to say to them. We showed him how to talk to the cash buyers. We showed him where the cash buyers were. And then John puts the deal together and makes money on the deal. Now listen, coming up right after the break, Drew's going to show you how to structure this deal so you can do deals just like this right after the break.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Cordell's new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195, and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it, and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. I got Drew in the office, in the studio here with us today, talking about one of our students that recently, a member of our NARI Association, that we're talking about his very first deal, and then we're going to give you an update of where he's at now. Drew, we were talking about assignment fees is what we're really talking about, assignment contracts, right? One of the top 12 strategies in real estate that I know about, an incredible strategy. I cover this. Before we keep going, I want to give everybody on the radio today a free offer. I cover this strategy and all the details to how it works, how you structure it, the pros, the cons, in my Amazon best-selling book, The Top 12 Strategies of Real Estate Investing. If you want a free copy of that book, I will give you a free copy. Simply call 1-800-537-3440. This book when it first came out, became an Amazon bestseller, and has stayed an Amazon bestselling book for the real estate investing. Again, 1-800-537-3440. I will give you this book for free. The only thing that I ask you to do is pay shipping and handling of $1.99. Okay, that's it. $1.99 is the total cost to get this book out to you. I urge you to call in so you can learn about assignment contracts, which is one of the 12 plus 11 other strategies of how you can make money in real estate. Now, Drew, let's get back into the story here. He does this deal, assignment contract. Quickly, from a high level point of view, explain how assignment contracts works and how it's a little bit different than a wholesale deal.
You bet. So the assignment process is two contracts. And the great thing about this is you're going to be working with a professional to help you with the contracts. And I say that because a lot of times people get confused or concerned. So you've got, first and foremost, you have your cash investors, your cash buyers lined up. Once again, in our event, we go through this step by step. So we've got our cash buyers, meaning we know what it is they're looking to purchase, what kind of properties. We're then going out and finding properties that match their criteria. We're basically matching them up.
Been the middleman.
We're in the middle. Yeah, ABC process. Yep. We're that B, that middle person. So when we come across the property that has a motivated seller, where we're able to work with our agent, negotiate on that price, get it to a point where we're making a profit, our investors making their profit, well, then we're going to write the offer. And from that point, once it's accepted, once it's under contract.
So now, John or me and you, whoever's doing the deal, you have a contract signed by the seller.
Correct.
For a certain amount. Let's just say it's $100,000.
Okay.
You have under contract for $100,000. Okay. Do you own the property?
Great question. No.
No.
You do not own it.
What do you do?
You have control of it.
Control over it. Okay.
Control is everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you have that control, that allows you to do two things. It allows you to purchase it if you'd like. Or in this situation, it allowed John to assign it to one of his cash investors.
Right.
So he had the property. He had his cash investors go through, look at the property. They're blown away. They loved it. All the numbers were right on to what they needed. And so they were willing to pay him in this particular situation. And they're going to fluctuate. The assignment fees will fluctuate.
Yep.
He got paid a $5,000 assignment fee.
Now, I'm going to be clear here. John can decide what that assignment fee is. It could have been $500.
Correct.
It could have been $5,000. In that case, it was. It could have been $25,000. John is determining what the assignment fee is and making that offer to the cash buyer that he's promoting it to. And, of course, the cash buyer knows what the fee is because he's the one that's going to pay that fee. But as long as the numbers are good, I have seen assignment fees go for a lot of money. I will tell you that the average price is around that $5,000 one. I just did one about 90 days ago. I got $7,000 out of it. It was an assignment fee. Made a quick $7,000. Boom! I shake my hands, walk away from the deal, and I made $7,000. Now, on assignment contract, and I know we provide a lot of this information for the students, but an assignment contract, there's a purchase contract, there's a sales contract. You're getting a negotiated fee for your services from the buyer.
Correct.
Not the seller, but from the buyer.
Yes.
And you can either negotiate those to get those at closing.
Yes.
Or sometimes if you can negotiate, you can get them that day. I've done both. I've done where I said, hey, I'll give you this deal. I want $5,000 up front or $3,000 right now, and here's the contract. Or I said, okay, pay me $5,000 at closing. Is that right?
It's 100% right. And I know we're kind of running into our time limit here. So one thing I did want to address that's important is that not only is John the investor or John the client here, the student getting paid, his cash buyer, his investor is getting the property at the purchase price they need.
That they want. Yeah.
And then finally, the realtor involved, they're getting paid a commission, not by John.
Nope.
But by the seller.
Yep.
The commission's paid by the seller. So
and
becomes,
the fourth thing is the seller's getting rid of the house. Because
yes,
they moved out of town, right?
I always reference it as a four-way win.
Yeah. Win, 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 win.
Yes.
It's like the Michael Scott
on
The Office, right?
From the
win, office. Win, win, win.
Yes.
Okay, so real quick, that's how an assignment deal works, okay? So if you have no money, you have no credit, I don't care. So what? Don't let that stop you. Join our association, become a member, let Drew show you how to do this. Come to our live event. John, real quick, I got 5 seconds here. Drew, John did that deal in less than 30 days
yes.
after the event.
100% correct.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
Listening to the Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. I've got our top educator here, Nari, in the studio with me today, Drew, and we're going through John's deal that he did about 3 years ago. Joined our association, attended the live 3-day training with Drew. And then Drew showed him how to make money inside of real estate. John went out, did his very first deal within 30 days of attending that event. He did his very first deal. If you're just joining us now, I can't repeat the whole show, but just quickly to understand, John was living paycheck by paycheck. He had no money in the bank. He had no credit. He didn't have any money to invest. He had no rich uncles. His parents weren't in real estate. He was just a blue-collar worker and needed a way out of this rat race that he was in, and came to our event, listened to the show just like you're listening to it now, and came to our event. We showed him how to do it. He did his first deal within 30 days and made $5,000. Now, let me ask you a question if you're listening right now. If you continued on your current job you have, even though you may hate it or you may love it, okay, that's not the point. I'm just saying if you continued on that job and continued to make the money you're making, what if next month, after you came to our live event, what if next month you made an extra $5,000 while you're currently making the income you're making? Would that affect your life in a positive way? Could you get a little bit of breathing room? Maybe put $5,000 in the bank. Maybe you put $5,000 away for college for your children. Maybe you send the whole family to Disney World. What if the following month you also made $5,000 while keeping your current job? And then another $5,000. And the third month you did 3 deals in 1 month and made $15,000. That's what we're talking about. Me nor Drew are sitting here trying to get you to quit your job whatsoever. We're trying to show you ways to increase your income and allow it to grow. Allow your education to grow at the same time. And then as it grows, just like John, we're about to show you what John did, became highly successful, quit his job, is making more money than he ever has through real estate. Drew, pick us up. John does his first deal about 3.5 years ago after joining our association. He makes $5,000. What happens?
Yes. So as you're talking, I'm smiling. You know, at our break, we were talking about how fun this is.
Yeah.
It is awesome to have success as investors, and it's awesome to help and watch others. And that's what I love about Nari. You know, when you go to Nari, you join up, you're part of this community.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity to
belong
to college.
You,
that's correct. You belong. And so yes, John, he attended. He was part. He joined Nari. We went to the event. Went to the 3-day event. Coached him through the process of assignment. So what was awesome is about a year and a half ago, he left me a voicemail.
Calls in because, again, we work with you. He has Drew's number. He calls in to talk to Drew. That's how we work here at Nari, right? We don't leave you out and hope you can be successful. So he calls Drew at his office line.
Yeah, great point. And that's something to stress is, yeah, we don't – it's not a one and done. Hey,
no.
We saw you. Good luck.
Yeah.
We continue to work. So he called. He left a message, and it was hilarious. He said, hey, Drew, I want to thank you because you've made me filthy rich. Okay, and one thing I definitely want to stress is I didn't make him filthy rich.
Nope.
Okay, he went on and explained what he's done, and I've talked to him since. But he helped himself to become wealthy.
Yes.
He applied what we taught. Okay.
That's
he
it.
Did not quit like Trump was talking about.
Yeah.
He didn't quit. So John, his first deal was $5,000. He started. It was towards the middle of 2013, and it was about half through the year. And by the end of the year, he had grossed close to $65,000. Through assignment process only.
So this was a six-month process?
Six-month process.
All right, so if you're listening today, I want you to understand this. You're driving on the road. You have your job. Think about this. you keep your job, 6 months, just like John, in 6 months, you make an extra $65,000. Okay, now let me, if you just joined us, John had no college education. John had no money in the bank. John had no credit. John had a full-time job. John was a blue-collar worker. He kept his job. 6 months after our program, he had made $65,000 with assignment deals. Could that affect you? Can you do that? Let me help you. You for sure can do that, but you got to take action, and you got to be willing not to quit. All right, what happens next, Drew?
Yeah, so he then went on, and I remember talking to him in about 2014, and he was talking to me about how he had two of his best months. Okay. And in April, he made $30,000
in 1 month.
Strictly wholesaling in 1 month. And May, he made $80,000.
And I know what happens, Drew, and you know what happens too. You're listening on the radio show and you're thinking that there's no way that there's no way someone can make $80,000 on a deal. Guys, I don't know what to tell you. It happens every single day. The question is, when are you going to get involved in that? When are you going to get involved and make $30,000 a month? And again, me nor Drew are going to tell you this is a get-rich-quick scheme.
No.
Whatsoever. That's not what we're teaching. We're teaching real wealth principles. You want to put your money in stock in the mutual fund and let it sit at 2%? Be my guest. Or you could take your money, invest in hard assets in real estate, and make $30,000 in a month. Make $80,000 a month. I'm not going to tell you this. I'm not going to have Drew tell you. I made a lot of more money than that in 1 month period. I promise you that in real estate. Okay. But this is John. He, again, I just wish I could take this and sit John in the car with you as you listen to the radio show and think, you guys are just alike, man. This is real life. So Drew, what happens after this?
So he went on, he ended up quitting his job.
He finally quits his job. Not day one.
Not day one. No. It was about a year and a half later.
Okay.
And he is doing real estate full time. Now, he has, in that time frame, he has completed, it was either 70 or 75 wholesale transactions.
Wow.
And he also has 6 rental properties.
Wow. And 6 rentals now.
That's correct. And that's one of the things I love about the assignment principles, doing the assignment of contract, is everything you're learning is a foundation for other investment techniques like you addressed in your cool, super cool book.
Yeah, thank you.
I really love it.
Because it has the 12 strategies in it. Guys, listen, if you're listening to the car today, I just want to encourage you, okay? I want to encourage you to take action. I need you to, because you taking action is what motivates me, what drives me. It's what drives Drew to watch the success happen in someone's life. If you can imagine waking up and getting to spend your time watching someone's financial future change, that's what we do. And I want you to take action. I want you to join NARI. I want you to get my free book. Pay the $1.99 and get the free book. Call in 1-800-537-3440. Again, it's 1-800-537-3440. Make today the day that you decided to change your future. Just like Drew said, he didn't change his John's future. I didn't change John's future. Okay, John changed his future by taking action. I encourage you. I plead with you. Take action today. Let's start you down the journey of changing your financial future. I know you can do it. I believe in you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Same time, same show.
Thanks for listening to The Andrew Kordal Show, where we earn real money in real estate. For more information, go to www.andrewkordal.com.